There are few pairs of portraits by Rembrandt that remain together in American collections. One of the most prominent pairs belongs to the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, and it's traditionally thought to be members of a family named Van Beresteyn. In these pictures, we can see what Rembrandt was up to once he had moved to Amsterdam and once he had taken over the studio at Hendrik Eilenberg's art business. These are typical of the types of elaborate portraits that would have been commissioned from Rembrandt through Eilenberg's contacts. Stand back and look at them. We can see that there's a difference in quality between the two. The figure of the man is more coherent. He seems more unified in terms of the position of his head, its placement on his body, the hands. The quality overall is more consistent in this picture. Whereas the picture of the woman looks a little bit more disjoint, and in fact, the anatomy doesn't even seem to quite fit together. Her right arm seems peculiarly attached to her body. Her head seems to float a little bit off her collar, and the clothing that she's wearing does not seem to be as convincing or as finely painted as other pictures by Rembrandt, such as the young woman with the red hair. What's going on here is that Rembrandt is leading a studio. The picture of the male was probably considered more important, and Rembrandt lavished more of his own attention on it. And he was probably having assistants working on the portrait of the woman. And whether he had one or more students working on this picture, we don't know. The sense of disjointedness may be because he wanted to have specialists, one that would paint a collar, one who would paint a background, one who would paint black clothing and the gold on it. We don't really know exactly how he had it set up. What we can see is that he'd not yet mastered that art of managing a studio. The product was not quite as good as what he could paint on his own. But Rembrandt had the right to sign them all with his own signature. It was standard studio practice in that time for the work of the students to be signed and sold as the work of a master, because the master's signature was, in a sense, the brand. Just as Henry Ford didn't build all those cars with that Ford signature on them, Rembrandt didn't paint all the paintings that came out under his signature.
To explore a near-perfect painting from the same year, Portrait of Martin Lowton, press the green button.